You're listening to the Hope Shot Recovery Podcast.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Hope Shot. Man, it has been such a great Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Caesar, you want to read that clarity statement for me?
Yeah, but I can't promise my dog's not going to bark in about 3 seconds.
Okay, he's going to add to it.
The Hope Shot clarity statement. We here at the Hope Shot are a group of people in recovery spreading inspiration. We come from all different walks of life and pathways of recovery. Our verbiage may be different at times, but we all have one thing in common. Recovery is a lifestyle. We support all pathways of recovery. It doesn't matter how you get from A to Z, just get there. And thank you for being a part of our Hope Shot family.
Thank you, Caesar. I'll tell you right now, I feel like I'm going to stop body shaming myself because I ate too much. I don't know about y'all, but I ate Thanksgiving for breakfast, lunch, dinner, all of it. And it was, there was no regrets. Almost.
I'm going to go ahead and body shame myself because Frankie gave me a whole banana bread, and I ate the whole banana bread the same day by myself on top of cheesecake and other delicious things. So I got to get in the gym.
Yeah. Tiffany went for a walk after dinner just to try to get into a momentum of something. You know what? Nick Gasparini, I think I'm saying that right. Anyways, he made a post the other day. He was like, hey, if you're not going to be disciplined enough to have a routine, at least go for a walk. And I was like, I feel like
he's right. Yeah, I saw the post. And I was right. Like, that makes sense. I could literally walk around the block. Even if I don't want to go to the gym, I could do something.
Exactly. Yeah. So we got up and we walked around the block with the kids. And that's my start to get back into it. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, dude, we had corn casserole, green bean casserole, ham, turkey, mashed potato, stuffing, just everything. Brookies. If you don't know what a brookie is, a cookie and a brownie mixed. And it is legit just ridiculous.
How many brookies?
Those things should be illegal.
How many did you have, Justin? I just want to know.
It's none of your business, Caesar. I wish you stay on my personal affairs.
None of my damn business.
None of your damn business.
That means more than three.
Oh, yeah, dude. Because you can't have, because when you warm up the brookie, man, you got to have ice cream with it, right?
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's a whole lot of indulging, and I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. So tonight, man, we're going to be getting into talking about the power of gratitude, man. It's 'tis the season to be thankful, grateful, and all that. So we're going to be talking a little bit about gratitude. And since Caesar skipped out last week, we're going to have him kick this thing.
No, you're not, because I just pressed something on the screen and I don't know what I did.
Oh, you're fine to me.
I can't see you.
Wait, that makes no sense.
Yeah, I
don't know. Tap on the
skip
on the screen. All right, fine. We'll skip you.
I literally can't. I can't see anything.
All right, then Nate.
Oh, there I am.
Wait.
Let Nate go first. Let me figure out what I'm doing.
Okay.
All right. Am I going?
Yeah.
Oh, so thankfulness, right? Thankful, being thankful. Yeah, I had Cracker Barrel for Thanksgiving. Officially on Thursday, that's what we had. I had a country fried turkey, which was banging, by the way. I highly suggest it for anybody who never had it. Yeah, we did Thanksgiving at because my nephews couldn't be there on Thursday, so we did ours last night. And that's like one thing right there to be thankful for. Not a short time ago, my brother and I weren't even speaking, and when we did, we were really at each other and taking some responsibility, taking accountability, and becoming humble, getting out of the way, allowed that relationship to heal. And yeah, we were all together, all my nephews, my dad, my family, and it was just a very magical evening. And holidays are always really a reflective time for me as well. Thanksgiving and Christmas were a huge deal to my mom, who's no longer with us anymore. And it was something I always wanted to pass along and celebrate with my own daughters, which I am not able to see. I lost them in my addiction, and they got adopted out while I was still in treatment. If I'm not like properly spiritually fit, these holidays could be a real difficult time for me. But I put the work in on a daily basis to ensure that no matter what life throws at me and what time of the year it is, and I can have a proper perspective and see. And that's really what gratitude today comes down to for me. If I'm able to have the right perspective, how can I be grateful? I spent so many Thanksgiving, so many holidays, so many Christmases in prison, you know, locked up. And if I wasn't in there, it was even worse than spending those holidays. It was when I was home. And what I cared about most is I just was hoping like that I would get cash so I could take that cash from my Christmas presents and use it to go do what I wanted to do with it. And it's funny how it's just when I think back to where I've come from and what I've experienced, it's really difficult for me not to be thankful. And it was in my gratitude the other day. I wanted to like, how do I bring that attitude into every day and not just the holidays? Because for me, every day is a miracle. Every moment, every holiday. This wasn't supposed to be this wasn't in the cards for me not that long ago. And the transformation and the miracles and the promises that have unfolded due to this recovery process and my relationship with my higher power is nothing short of miraculous. And if I can just take a moment to reflect just how blessed I am, it's nearly impossible for me not to be grateful. And especially this time of year, because I'm more of a giver these days and a taker, and that wasn't always the case. It was always what I could get out of a situation, what I could take away from a situation or a holiday or whatever the case might be. Relationships, situations, people, places, and things. I just was selfish and self-centered. All I cared about was the end result and how it would better serve me. And the shift and my change in perspective, which has taken me from self-centeredness to God-centeredness, has allowed me to really revel and evolve and grow into this person that I've always was meant to be, which really I get to experience during the holidays, because I love giving gifts. I love giving back, because that was such a foreign concept for me for so long. And another thing is what I'm very thankful is like the family relationships that I have today that I didn't, not only did I didn't think I'd ever have them again, but I didn't think I deserved them or I was worthy of them. And there's something about this time of year when it brings family together and it means just a little bit more than any other day. And I had this moment last night where I was just sitting there and it was a simple thing. It was just my nephews were around me. My dad was there, my brother, my girlfriend, our kids. And it was just like, I had to like, really, I'm like, wow, man, this is what I prayed for. These are the moments that sitting in a cell, really in solitary confinement in a cell within a cell. Those are the moments that I dreamed of. Not having a super successful job, making a ton of money. You know, all I wanted was to be a part of. All I wanted to be was connected to something. And the opportunities that I get today to be a part of a family, to be a part of a community, to be a part of a fellowship, and to be a part of someone else's recovery, to help, to be in a position to be of service and to help others so they can experience. I got some text messages for some people all of us helped get into some places and get reunited with their own families. And they reached out to me and they were thanking me for giving them an opportunity and a chance. And this is the life we get to live today. It's truly a miracle that I can be a part of reuniting someone to their family so they can have their own Thanksgiving. And it's truly a blessing. I'm very humbled in the position I'm in today. And in that humility, I have so much more to learn. I understand that my capacity or ability to not only experience these blessings is a direct reflection of how connected I am and how much work I keep putting into this thing. And take it a step further, my ability to appreciate them for what they truly are, which are like direct manifestations of God and who I believe in. These are promises literally unfolding before my eyes. And it took work. It took sacrifice. It took me doing the next right thing over and over, even when it was uncomfortable. I remember when I was in treatment and I got there the day before Thanksgiving, like a couple days before Thanksgiving. And there was one of the therapists there was giving a speech in front of the whole group and everything. And he said, there are promises if you just stick around. And they might not come true right away, but if you just stick around and do the work and continue to show up, there will be tangible results from this process. And that's some of the things that I got to experience just last night, being a part of my family again, to not be the shit show I was, to be a producer of harmony and not confusion, to bring something to the table instead of taking something away. I'm just grateful that through my connection to God, through my connection to this fellowship and my daily disciplines and everything that I do on a daily basis to ensure to keep that conscious contact with God growing. And it puts me in a position to experience gratitude, to experience blessings, to not just say I'm thankful, but to act thankful in my actions, to show up with integrity and kindness and compassion and empathy. It's just a miracle. And I'm so grateful that I stuck around to see these things start to unfold in my life and that they continue to unfold. And it keeps my mind not in a dark place, especially around these holidays. I understand that the more that I continue to show up, the closer I am to those daughters I can't see. And the closer I am to my mom's memory and legacy, I am when I'm showing up for my dad and being a part of the family. That's all she ever wanted, was us boys to be together and to be okay. And I get to be a part of that. I get to contribute today in a way that I never was able to, and I wouldn't be able to. And I'm just very thankful for family. I'm grateful for my friends on the screen, for fellowship, and for my relationship with God, which really ensures that I can continue to experience these blessings in a way so I can see them, feel them, appreciate them, notice them. I'm active in my recovery. I'm keeping my feet moving so I can continue to have these promises unfold in my life, not just on the holidays, but every day.
Just having a grateful heart every single day is what keeps me in check. And Nate, you do that even on Saturdays and Sundays, bro. Nights and weekends, all day.
I know when I miss, Caesar will call me. He's like, "You all right, bro?"
Damn straight, I will.
keeping each other accountable.
Creature of habit. When they change their habits, my antennas go up. You know, gratitude is a part of my daily life. It is something that I have to get grounded in, centered in. It's how I start each day. I'm blessed to receive gratitude lists from other guys, and I send mine out to them. So before I ever step foot out of the house, I've read 4 or 5 gratitude lists from guys ranging from 5 years to 1 year in recovery. And it just starts my day right. You realize how blessed you are, and you're reading all these blessings in other people's lives, and it sets my day off right. And if I don't do it, I leave the house a crazy ass basket case, and I got to do it later, because if I don't get into gratitude, I'm just a miserable, resentful person. But the holidays, for me, there's just it's things slow down. And I can really appreciate time with my family. I can appreciate the small things because I'm not rushing from one direction to the next, trying to get work done and this and that. Like, I love the holidays just for that reason of that slowdown. And you can really get close to your family or close with your friends. I don't have like the impending work day coming the next day. And I can really focus on just being present with my family. That's the gift to me of the holidays, is just to be able to have that uninterrupted time of where we can just be. Because my life's crazy. I don't get to typically slow down. And even my weekends are crazy, because it's like you're trying to make up for the week. And I know Justin can relate. We're going to pack every family activity into the next 48 hours. And we're going to have the best time ever. And then Monday morning hits and you're like, oh, I wish I had rested. I'm grateful for that slowdown and that time to reconnect and that time to just put the phone down, watch a Christmas movie. We all cooked together and we had Christmas music playing in the background. We put the tree up and decorated. Those are the moments that I truly treasure with my family. That slowdown, that reconnect. Now, back to kind of what Nate was saying is, I spent, at one point I remember 6 Christmases in a row and 6 Thanksgivings and the 6 Halloweens all in a row locked up. And I remember having the best thing you could look forward to was like these double trays that they would give you on the holidays. You might get a double meat or something. Like, that's what I looked forward to. And if I look back at that and I look back at my life today, how can you not be grateful? Like, I'm sitting in this house and I'm free and I have my family around me. Now, I was different than you in the case that you were dreaming of connection and family. I was not dreaming of that. I was dreaming of getting out and getting high. That's what I was dreaming of. I was not at a place in my life yet where I was, man, I wish I had normalcy, because I didn't know what normalcy looked like. I wasn't really privy to what the Norman Rockwell family unit looks like. All I knew was the chaos that I've always been around. And I don't know how many rehabs, 4 or 5 rehabs, where they give you like the extra special visitation day where the families come in. And year after year, if it wasn't on a video screen in jail, if it wasn't in prison, if it wasn't in special visitation at the rehab, that's what my holidays looked like. I remember the last time I got arrested and I went to the last rehab that I went in, I didn't call anybody. Like, I was like, I don't want anybody to come visit me and see me at yet another rehab, because I wasn't sure that I was going to stay sober. I didn't know if I could. Like, I didn't know what that looked like. And I got a sponsor when I was in there, and he told me I was an idiot, that I should invite my family and let them see me. And I was like, I've caused a lot of chaos in those people's lives. Maybe I should just wait and see if this is really going to pan out. Like, if I'm going to be able to do this, I don't want to break people's hearts again. Now, in the past, I never thought about that. So there was already a difference in thinking. In the past, I was super cocky and I'd be like, man, I'm going to get out of here and I'm going to kill it, bro. I'm going to fucking make money and I'm going to do this and that. And I never put a second thought into anybody else. You know, I just thought about me and my plans. What changed was that work that I was doing with that sponsor. It put a fear in me, really, because I was looking at the instructions on how to live a life in recovery. And I'm going, well, shit, I've never done that before. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. And when I go into the rehabs and bring meetings in, I talk about it a lot. Like, if you're really doing this deal and you're really trying to get a hold of this, there's some fear about being let out of that supervised sobriety and going back into the real world. And if you're just like super gung-ho and I'm ready to go and I got this, I feel like you're setting yourself up to get smacked in the face when you get out there, because this shit was not easy. I don't want to paint a picture of, I got out of rehab and I got a job and everything was all good. What I'm grateful for was a sponsor and the counselors in there that kept telling me, you've got a lifetime of evidence that says that you come outside this door and you crash and you burn. You have to do something different. I never did the things they said. I never got a sponsor. When I went there, make sure you make it to a meeting is the first thing you do. And that'll give you this better percentage I did it this time. Did everything they said. And I'm so grateful that I was able to hear that message this time and go, huh, I've never done the things they said to do. And I keep crashing and burning. I wonder if I just do what they tell me to do, maybe I'll be okay. And I was, man. And Steve commented on here about being grateful for the people that came before us. I'm so grateful. Every night when I lay down, part of my prayers is that I'm so thankful for the people that showed me this way of life. I didn't know what that looked like until I got into this deal. I didn't know what the word altruistic meant. I didn't know that people did things with no motives whatsoever, just freely of their time, come in and sharing their stories. And, oh, sure, I'll sponsor you and I'll pick you up on Friday, 40 minutes from my house. I pick you up and I take you out to eat and I buy you a pack of cigarettes. And we read this book and I just keep coming and coming and coming. And those people taught me what it was to be a decent human being, to be a father, to be a friend, to be a brother, to be all those things. It was so much more than just being sober or just being in recovery. They taught me how to live by their example in giving of their time freely. So my gratitude is action. They did that for me. And if I'm grateful for what they did, then I'm damn sure doing that for other people. I've got to be an example. I have to open my mouth up. I have to share my story. If I don't do those things, how's anybody going to ask me for help? Why would they? If I'm not talking about my recovery and I'm not talking about these miraculous things that have happened in my life, why would they ask me, hey, man, can you show me? So I have to keep opening my mouth. I have to be on platforms like this. I have to make myself available. I have to pick up the phone. And all of those things are what keeps the gratitude rolling. Because if I keep doing those things, the byproduct is my life keeps getting better. I don't think so much about myself and my little schemes and plans and my little problems. I'm thinking about the next guy and the next guy and what I can do to help. And that's how I've snowballed into this life that I wouldn't trade for anything in the world. And 9 and a half, 10 years ago, I would have traded my life with anybody. I did not want to be Cesar Rodriguez. I would be anybody but this guy. And I would have traded my life off cheap. Today, I wouldn't trade my life with anybody. I am blessed beyond measure. And I don't mean with physical stuff. I have a peace of mind. I have calm between my ears most of the time. I don't want to paint a BS picture, but I have calm. I can lay my head down at night and go to sleep. I was never able to go to sleep. I had to pass out. I had to put myself down. I don't look over my shoulders today because I didn't screw anybody over. The police aren't coming for me. These are the things that these core things that I'm grateful for. I don't write them in my gratitude because they would just repeat over and over again. But waking up in my own bed, free, damn, air conditioning. Don't miss that one. Air conditioning, living with heat rash for many years. These things, I haven't forgotten where I've come from. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I'm in the middle of the boat of this recovery thing and I surround myself with it. And I don't forget what I am, which is an addict and an alcoholic that crashes and burns. I've forgotten that every other time. This time I stayed in the middle of this deal and I know exactly what I am and what I'll turn into if I don't keep doing these things. So gratitude is 365, 24/7. It's the thing that pulls me back when I get resentful, when I'm doing something selfish. It's everything. It's your whole perspective change happens when you do this recovery thing. When you do it, if you're not grateful, you might have done it wrong. Like, you get gifted this life. It didn't cost me anything to get into this deal. I just had to eventually accept the fact that I am what I am and I need help. Once I did that, they freaking carried me through this thing. They spoon-fed it to me, showed me how to live, and the only thing asked in return was, go do that for somebody else. And man, am I grateful for that. So I don't want to keep rambling. I appreciate it. I appreciate you, Justin, for giving us this platform to talk about these things. I love you guys. Love you, Nathan. So that's all.
Love you too, Caesar. All right. And okay, so 10 ways to practice daily gratitude. And I thought this, I was reading this and I was like, oh, that's, but there's a lot of good things in here. Let's say we got the first one is keeping a gratitude journal. Establish a daily practice in which you remind yourself of the gifts, grace, benefits, and good things you enjoy. Remember the bad. To be grateful in your current state, it is helpful to remember the hard times you once experienced. Asking yourself three questions. Meditate on your relationships with parents, friends, siblings, work, associates, children, and partners. Using these questions, what have I received from blank? What have I given to blank? And what troubles and difficulties have I caused? Share your gratitudes with others, which me, Nate, and Caesar, we do that every single morning. Nate is an overachiever and does it every single day. Nate stays on it, bro. I'll tell you right now. He helps me stay grateful. Okay. That's why
I don't have to make a gratitude list on Saturday and Sunday because I'm super grateful that I'm not at work. So there is no gratitude issues on Saturday and Sunday.
So we know if Caesar's working Saturday, there's a grateful list happening.
Gratitude list is popping if I'm working on Saturday.
So share your gratitude with others. Research has found that expressing gratitude can strengthen relationships. So next time your partner, friend, or family member does something you appreciate, be sure to let them know. Come to your senses. Through our senses, the ability to touch, see, smell, taste, and hear, we gain an appreciation for what it means to be human and of what an incredible miracle it is to be alive. Our visual reminders, because the two primary obstacles to gratefulness are forgetfulness and a lack of mindful awareness, visual reminders can serve as cues to trigger thoughts of gratitude. I really like that one. And make a vow to practice gratitude. Research shows that making an oath to perform a behavioral increases the likelihood that the action will be executed. Therefore, write your own gratitude vow, which could be as simple as I vow to count my blessings each day. Watch your language. Grateful people have a particular style that uses the language of gifts, givers, blessings, blessed, fortune, fortunate, and abundance. In gratitude, you should not focus on how inherently good you are, but rather on the inherently good things that others have done on your behalf. Go through the motions. Grateful motions include smiling, saying thank you, writing letters of gratitude. By going through grateful motions, you'll trigger the emotion of gratitude more often. And then think outside the box. If you want to make the most out of opportunities to flex your gratitude muscles, you must look creatively for new situations and circumstances in which to feel grateful. Please share the creative ways you found to help you practice gratitude. So I thought that was pretty freaking cool. I enjoyed all that when I read it earlier. So I wanted to share that with y'all. Yeah, man. So gratitude and all those things I think I try to do on a daily basis, like doing the gratitude. Sometimes I don't feel grateful. Sometimes I wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Sometimes I'm in a mood, man, and I don't feel it. But I do it anyways, because I know that once I do it, it's just I think Nate shared about it last week. It's a shift. It's a shift in perspective. And I think that I have to do it sometimes multiple times a day. I have to shift my perspective because work gets tiring, life gets tiring, everything becomes a problem at times. And I'm more in the problematic mind than I am in the grateful mind. And I've been like that my whole life. So in order for me to make a change in myself, I have to practice my daily gratitude every single day, being thankful for where I was, where I am now, and where I was, remembering the bad times, remembering where I came from. And I think that's something none of us are immune to relapse. I've had some friends come back. I've had some friends go out. I've seen it. And it always gives me a sense of gratitude. And it's crazy to say this, but when I see the pain and the misery, I have this sense of gratitude for where I am in life and that I know that my solution never lies in a bottom of a bottle or in a substance that's going to give me that temporary happiness, right? It's temporary. It's all it is. Everything is easier. Everything that is temporary is easier. Everything that is long term, it's going to take work. And so that's why in daily practice, I'm grateful for these guys on the screen because they keep me in check. They've taught me how to maintain my lifestyle as far as being grateful, the practices, and I continue that stuff. And I try to pass it down to others. This week, man, having the family and stuff like that. Like last year, man, we were in Bryson City, North Carolina for Thanksgiving. It was amazing. And for a moment, I was like, man, I wish I was there again, right? And I was feeling a little bummed, man, that I wasn't in the mountains. I love going to the mountains. I love being in nature. I love all that. And then I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know what, though? I have my sister for Thanksgiving this year. And I have my nieces. Like, we've never celebrated. I don't think, man, it's been a long time since we have celebrated Thanksgiving together in, you know, a healthy way, right? But we had us all together and it was great. And I was super thankful that I actually can have that little bit of family. And I was thankful also that I chose to do recovery and I can pass it down to my family members and like show them what it looks like. And it might not look always pretty, right? It might not look like, because at times it can look like I'm preaching to somebody when I'm just trying to help them and tell them what's worked for me. But at times it can seem like I'm preaching. And sometimes I'm not the best deliverer of those messages either, but I'm working on that. And it was just awesome having them here this year and then having my daughter as well. And it was like an impromptu because she wasn't supposed to be here for Thanksgiving. And her mom freaking is, she works with us. She works with me to let me have the time that we haven't had. And she was here. And it was just a really nice time. I love Thanksgiving. I absolutely love it. I love all the food. I love the turkey. I love the ham. I love every bit of everything. And I want it all. And I was eating it for breakfast. Okay. I ate all of it. And it was so good. And it's one of my favorite times. You know what's funny? I hated the holidays when I was in active addiction, right? I freaking hated them because I'd have to see people. Or I'd have to actually put on like a face and I just wanted to get screwed up. And it was like, I just wanted to get lit all the time. And I never liked the holidays. And I feel like, I don't know, man, I've been trying to love the holidays. For one thing, my wife loves the holidays. She loves Christmas, right? She loves it. And I freaking want to love it with her. But I used to hate Christmas because for one thing, you have to take off work. Money is like real tight. Okay. And I just don't like it. But I don't know, man, this year it feels different. It feels a little bit different. Right. And we went and bought a Christmas tree, a fake one, because last year my son won rock, paper, scissors against both me and Tiffany. This is how we work it in a household. We did rock, paper, scissors against Jalen and Jace versus me and Tiffany, because we wanted a fake tree. They wanted a real tree last year, right? So we're like, all right, we'll play rock, paper, scissors. What a stupid idea that was for us. But we lost, me and Tiffany. Jace beat me at rock, paper, scissors. So we had to do, that's where that tree came from, by the way, Caesar and Rudolph. The tree was from last year from a lost bet of rock, paper, scissors.
So the kids and not only won, but they won for a whole year.
Yes. And I lit it up on fire this year and I told them, F you, I'm getting a freaking fake tree.
they won again, man. They had an awesome bonfire on top of it.
Yeah. But so we went out and we got a fake tree that me and Tiffany won. And it's a nice tree and we got it up and like, I'm trying to get into festive mood. And I don't know, man, like I said, this year feels different. I think it's probably because I stopped chasing whatever it was I was chasing and be content with life and be grateful for where I am right now and stop trying to chase this fantasy of where it should be or where I need to be or anything else. Because if I'm always chasing something, I can never be present in this moment, enjoying it with the people that I do love a crap load and I do it for. And at times I feel like I can get selfish in the mundane of life, trying to chase whatever it is that I'm chasing. And instead of just being grateful and just calming down just for today, I'm going to calm the fuck down. That's just what it is. Caesar, you going to say something?
I was just reading Crystal's comment. I'll put it up there, though.
Yeah, do it.
Crystal says, I'm beyond grateful. Hold on.
Hold on, Caesar. Let me.
Here we go.
There you go.
It's still cut off.
Oh, you want me to read it?
No, wait. Maybe it's not cut off.
No, I think it is. Hold on.
Pretty sure it's cut off. You read it. You can see the full version.
Yeah. All right. It says, I am beyond grateful for being welcomed by this amazing community of individuals who have the humility, commitment, compassion, and love to consistently show up and share their stories of struggle, hardship, experience, healing, victory, and hope. I give credit to my higher power for leading me to where I need to be today. I am stubborn as fuck, like all of us, sometimes, and learning to surrender to that divine direction. Hello. Also grateful for the one and only Rudolph Weiss for introducing me to this amazing community. You guys are simply the best, and I am beyond humbled and inspired by the amount of time, support, and selflessness you offer to those who need your message. Nothing but love for you all. Thank you.
Aw. I was Crystal. Right? I was laughing because they're trying to start a star party in the comments. I feel bad. They're pouring their hearts out about the holidays and rock, paper, scissors, and Kelly Rodriguez and Rachel Keegan and the rest of us just over here trying to start a star party. And the comments are just hilarious. They're like, how's it work? What happens with, are we having it yet? And then Rudolph.
It's happening.
What happens when we start it? He said, oh, it actually creates a cameo from Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Oh, my God. No. You can't say that stuff, okay? My Facebook is just going to keep being littered with that stuff.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't know what a star party is. I can't. I have
star no star party. So when you're in the comments and people start doing it, like Facebook like initiates this thing to where it's like a stars party, and I don't know, it's just something they do to try to get people.
Well, to I try to look at it on my phone. Does it make the show look any different? Does anything cool happen? Or
yeah, we look cooler, bro. Yes, we do.
There's no way
that we definitely look cooler with a star.
There's no way that's possible. Oh, everything just got way cooler.
Told you. Stars party.
Star party brought out Tiffany. That's better than Taylor Swift.
Because I thought it was gonna like do a star party where like the stars all over the screen or something. Like we were.
That's what I thought too. But I guess we're the only stars they're gonna see tonight. Happy birthday, Tiff.
Thank you, guys. Speaking on gratitude, I just want to share this with everybody. Hi, Hope Shop family. I was gifted this devotional book. Where are we at?
Let me get back over here. Okay,
come here. Anyways, I was gifted the devotional book, and today's little thing was on Philippians 4:8. And the verse is finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4:8. And it was really cool because that's been our topic for today was gratitude. And sometimes it's like, for me anyway, I find it hard to find, not hard to find reasons to be living in gratitude, but I get in my moods like, ah, these dishes are here from last night, or like all the things, right? And so like sometimes if we can just like fix our mind on when we don't have anything to be grateful for, we're not feeling very grateful in the moment, and that is what I can do is think of all of those things that are right and pure and lovely and praiseworthy. And even if it's not in my life going on right now, I think that's what's so cool about the support system that we get with our friends here as a family. Because like you guys mentioned earlier, when I don't really feel grateful, I can be grateful that my friend just got her job and started yesterday and things like that, where I can just be grateful for her, which makes me feel grateful and then can turn things around for me. So anyways, I thought that was cool. That was my thing today. And I love you guys so much. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. Hey, hugs and kisses to everybody. And heck yes, I love all the holidays just like all of you do.
Tiffany, though, I want to say this. There it is. I love what you just said about, oh, somebody left all the dishes in the sink. It's the little bitty things, like the dumbest little crap that trips me up and makes me not grateful. Everything can be wonderful. I'll be like, oh, man, there's no creamer.
Oh no!
Don't tell Justin. There, Caesar. Don't get him started.
No. But I'm
don't
saying,
do like, this.
But something that basic, and I'll put it on the other way. We can have a great day, and me and the kids can throw all of our dishes in the sink and walk away. And then Kelly's gonna walk by and be like, "Really, y'all just left me with all this crap before bed?" And I know it trips her up, but it's the little things. Like most of us in recovery, when the big things hit, we're strong. We band together and we're okay. We get through it. But the little shoelace pops are the ones that send you like on that little spiral of everything sucks today, man. The fucking dishes suck and the no creamer sucks. And now I got to go to work and mess up my little perfect routine and have to stop and get my coffee. And that sucks. And then like it sends this cycle. So I like that you just pointed out, like the dishes can throw you off. Little stuff throws me off. And
yeah.
That's my whole reasoning of let me start the day off in this damn gratitude list and get right so that when, not if, when the dumb little thing happens, it doesn't just send me for a complete loop for the rest of the day.
Yeah. It's the little things that trip us up. It's the pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's never the boulders. It's always the pebbles.
Pebble in the shoe, the popped shoelace, whatever analogy you want to use, but it's never like
the old lady in the left lane.
Yeah.
Keeping me hostage.
Yeah.
In a freaking fast lane.
Yeah.
And all right, I love you guys all. Good night.
Happy See you shortly.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, let me say one thing before you close it out.
Nope.
Too bad. I'm going to do it.
Okay. Do it anyways.
If you're in Pasco County, there is a new MAT meeting. It's a 12-step meeting for. Okay. See, this is why I'm not supposed to do. Anyway, so there's a new MAT meeting in town tomorrow. If you are on MAT, thinking about getting on MAT, and you need some type of meeting and support, please hit us up in Messenger and we will tell you the location. It's at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
6 o'clock at Sober Solutions.
6 o'clock tomorrow at Sober Solutions.
And Caesar, what's MAT?
Medication assisted treatment.
Yeah. So the meeting is MARA, Medication Assisted Recovery Anonymous, I think. And there's not another in-person support group for medication assisted treatment in Pasco. So they started that one and hoping to expand that more so that they have more support for those who are on MAT to have a meeting space. No judgment. It's going to be a good thing.
We support all pathways of recovery. It doesn't matter how you get from A to Z. Just get there.
Do it. All right. Thanks, Caesar. All right, guys, man. I hope you guys have a great week. And we will see you guys next Sunday. Peace. It's going to do it. Damn it. There it goes. All right. I do balloons. There it is. All right, guys. Bye.